Earth Jumper, commence countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
I have summoned you here for a purpose.
Die!
Unicron, my master. With this, I shall make you my slave.
By the Matrix? What is it?
That, Bowser Boy, is called the Ark.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this adventure into All Things Transformers is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Yes. So, yes, as we've mentioned, a multitude of things going on in All Things Transformers. Number one being, pretty much this is going to be the top three show today. Very quick and very to the point. But we couldn't let things go without a mention of some things going on. Number one, our top 100 Transformers countdown.
That's right. As of this recording and as of this release, Thursday, April 8th, 2021, we have one full week, 7 days, until the soft deadline for you guys to get your lists in. The link is in the show notes. Go check out all the information for how you can submit your personal top 100 list of Transformers characters to be a part of our overall network list here at the Geekcast Radio Network that we will reveal in several podcast. Basically, it's going to be a 6-part podcast series. I figure, hey, look, the Constructicons are 6 bots. We can have 6 parts to the podcast series. So it all ties back to All Things Transformers. Couple of things. Hot Rod and Rodimus are 2 separate characters because in several continuities they are separate characters. If you're meaning the G1 cartoon specifically, I guess you could count them as the same character, but we are counting them as individuals. No humans. Bots.
We don't
only.
Do humans. That Ace Ventura joke.
Yeah, okay.
Human germ!
Oh, come on. You give me such bullcrap, like, quotes flesh. From things.
Oh, whatever. Flesh creatures. Which Ace Ventura was that from? When Nature Calls?
General Pet Detective.
Was it... God, I need to watch that again, because I remember is alrighty then.
No, because somebody says... what are you doing today? What are you messing with a homicide? And he says, I don't do humans. Like, because they were talking about Snowflake the dolphin.
Yeah, got it now. All right, All Things Transformers. We have got some big reveals ahead of this upcoming, actually tomorrow, April 9th, 2021, Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest, a virtual online event that will be happening. And I love this. So first of all, I'm going to read the post that the Transformers official Facebook page posted. It says, Titan Alert, just revealed by IGN, the Autobot Ark makes its robot debut in the War for Cybertron Kingdom line. Check him out in these epic new shots along with Scorponok and Galvatron. And join us this Friday at Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest for more details on these and more reveals. What I find absolutely hilarious is, somebody asked in the comments, why reveal them before the stream, though? My reply to this person, official leaks will get people to tune into the stream to hear what they have to say about creating the figures.
Well, it's funny because I saw somebody on Twitter says, when leaks aren't happening fast enough, F it, do it yourself.
Exactly.
So, I think it was like somebody from Radio Free Cybertron.
Mm.
But anyways... yeah, so they revealed the shots earlier, and I've been salivating at the mouth to wait for the deluxe Scorponok images, the deluxe Shadow Panther, even though it's a repaint of Cheetor, deluxe Waspinator, Voyager Rhinox and Voyager Tigatron. The rest of them, I don't care. Because honestly, we've gotten them with the last few, you know, the Siege, we've gotten them with Earthrise.
Right.
A lot of them are just redecos. And so not that I don't mind redecos to some degree, because the Cheetor original and the Netflix version, is superior paint wise. But it still needs a lot, both in things that are missing and paint that's missing. But I was excited when I saw this pop up on my feed because, one, we get a transformable arc, even though this is not something I will buy because it's flipping huge.
Okay, so can I just go through this really quick before we actually give our opinions?
Yeah.
I know we're excited, but I had a whole plan here. All right. We're going to start at the most expensive price point to the least expensive price point.
Yay.
Because that's how they show the images on the Facebook post. Autobot Arc, and huge thanks to Bolt Matrix. He was the one that posted the... I'm sure other people posted it, but when I saw Bolt Matrix post the info of what the cost was going to be and what includes it and whatever, I was like, okay, I'll just grab those. Autobot Arc, $149.99 US dollars. $150.
But
honestly, that's not bad.
It's not bad. No.
For a Titan class 19 inch tall action figure, that's pretty damn good.
It is actually taller than my Dragon Megatron.
Well,
by about 5 inches. About 4. But 4 or 5. Anyways, it comes with an Optimus Prime micro figure.
Mm-hmm. G1 inspired Sky Spy.
Yep.
And the chest of the figure transforms into the Autobot computer Teletran 1.
But what's funny about that is Teletran 1, it transforms into this little bot, and people were comparing him like. Teletran 1 transforms into its own bot.
Right.
Which is cool. I like the little mini Prime because they made these, you know, essentially for Unicron, a lot of this stuff. And then the Arc looks beautiful as a ship.
Yes, it does.
It's got the light piping, which I think it's funny that Hasbro has finally gotten on the light piping.
I mean, they've done light piping before, but they haven't done it before.
But not with the blast effects.
No,
they've not done blast effects for the figures with their weaponry. They've not done them for the ships. I mean, third party companies have been doing this for a decade.
Yeah.
They're finally getting on board with this. Like, hey, it's another way to boost the price and people will pay for it because they want it.
Absolutely.
But I love the ship. The design is beautiful. It matches the show. It matches like every iteration. I love how they display it with, you see the drawbridge, like it can take some bots in it. Yep. I wish that it was able to take some of the microbots just inside of it.
Yeah.
As kind of like a partial gag of like, hey, look, I can store some of my Autobots in there.
Right.
But I love the shot where they show the Arc kind of crashed into the mountainside.
Yeah, that is the coolest picture.
A lot of their, and they've got like a stand underneath it. So it has like a pop-out stand so it will actually stand up and rest and not actually just lay itself on the ground.
Yeah.
And then it turns into what looks like the Marvel Comics Last Autobot from the last issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it honestly, I am blown away by the design of this. If it was something that I could realistically see myself getting, because I'm concentrating on mostly Beast Wars at this point, I would definitely consider this because it looks so epic.
Yeah.
Even if I never transformed it, if I left it as the Arc, it would just be a beautiful shit on my shelf.
And see, that's the thing with me. If I was going to get this, which I'm not, not that I don't want it, but I'm not. My toy collection is Funko. That's what it is nowadays. And it's nothing, I'm not saying anything negative about this. I have nothing but praise for this thing. It is an amazing engineering feat that they put together. It is brilliant. I'd basically just want that picture of it. Yeah, well, I would just want that picture of it in the mountain. Like, I want some sort of mountain playset with it just basically in there. I love that. I think that is so cool. Galvatron. We get official images of Galvatron.
I love the matrix that's around his neck. Plus, mm-hmm. I love the light piping effect that's on his fusion cannon.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. Like, the leaked images, yeah, they looked good, and then they looked mm-hmm. kind of warped. But this just, it takes it to a whole nother level, and you've got, like, two miniaturized versions of his ship attached, you know, in vehicle mode. And
yeah. I love how
this looks.
Yeah, it's awesome. It is very, very awesome. Galvatron is going to be $49.99 USD. He is leader class. He is 7.5 inches tall. Particle beam cannon, 2X side cannon accessories, which also look like the ship that he had from the movie. And as you said, matrix of leadership. I am, as someone in the 80s, as a kid when the movie came out, and I was expecting a purple Galvatron in stores, and we got what we got, I was like, nuh-uh, no. And I just love this thing. It is so, so cool. Very, very cool.
It's funny because a lot of fans are talking about converting, going back to the art for like 2 seconds, uh-huh. converting it into Omega Supreme from animated.
Oh, wow. That would be cool. Yeah. But
yeah, like this Galvatron, though, like if I was going to get one, this is the ultimate Galvatron. Yeah. Like I'm slightly tempted, very slightly tempted.
Yeah, and honestly, I love the robot mode. I think the robot mode looks great. It is extremely movie accurate. All the colors are there. Everything is there. Although, I would just want him to be in cannon mode, because that is by far the best cannon mode we have ever gotten out of a Galvatron. And the least expensive, the lowest price point here is the deluxe class Beast Wars Scorponok for $22.99 USD, 5.5 inches tall. He comes with his mega missile and his B drone.
So this one I want to like, mm-hmm. except I kind of hate it.
No,
and I was like, it's so opposite of what I wanted. People were like, when I posted these on the Transformers forums, because as soon as I saw TFW, or not TFW, IGN and T-Formers have this stuff, I started like, pop, 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 and I was like, free publicity. But so yeah, I started like the discussions on it. I was looking at this and I was going, I really want to like this, but it's just a terrible design. And people are saying, so sad to see Scorponok like that. And they're like, it's horrible. I was hoping for something way, way better. Somebody else was like, I'm still getting it. But everybody's kind of blown away by like how bad the bug claws are. And how bad, like somebody was questioning the B drone and I'm like, it was in the show. And somebody, you know, was commenting and said kind of disappointed with it. It's kind of give or take, like half and half likes it. There's this guy, and I don't know if anybody's familiar with him, but if you're in any of the Transformer toys or Beast Wars discussion areas, this guy named Dave Lee, he created this company called Doomshroom FX. Uh-huh. He makes masterpiece versions of some of the characters that Hasbro has done poorly with. And he 3D models these and they look beautiful. He made an Inferno toy that's masterpiece scale. Now, if he was to do Kingdom scale, I would probably go that route. Plus, it's cheaper. But it's fully transformable. Like, he made an Inferno that does that. He made a Terrorsaur, but because of Terrorsaur's weird transformation, mm-hmm. He had to make the two separate. So basically it's like a red line, like, so he's in robot mode, but he's got all his gear and can change faces. Mm-hmm. But he's making a Scorponok one right now. And he took advantage of the fact that the Scorponok reveal was out and everybody's like, dude, what the heck with the claws? What the heck with the funky, like, like chubby leg thing going on, and his ugly face, and the colors are off, and you know, his beast mode face looks nothing like his beast mode face in Beast Wars. And so this guy piped in and he's like, I'm working on a show accurate figure of Scorponok. And people are like, they're like, okay, take my money. Cause it's exactly the right colors. It's the design that everybody wants anyway. But anyways, I was looking at this figure and I was like, okay, so I'm trying to find the positives. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're getting a new Scorponok toy. Yes, they added a little bit more paint decos, but it's mostly separated parts that are different colors. I love the Cyber Bee because it's not attached to the claw like the original. I like that he's got the two bullets on the other side, even though you can tell that they don't do anything. Yeah. They're just there for appearance. They don't shoot like the original. They did add a lot of mobility to him compared to the original toy, and he's not as like top heavy with the tail. But I don't love the legs. I don't love the color palette that they have. His face does look better than the original because it doesn't have the mutant thing going on. But I'm not in love with the figure, and I hate the beast mode.
Yeah, the beast mode's a little much.
I hate the beast mode because the claws look like somebody was like, it looks more like a crayfish than it does a scorpion. And I hate the face just because it just doesn't look like him. And so I don't know, like, I'll have to wait and see because he looks more like a crawdad than he does a scorpion at this point. And I'm waiting to see what the customizers do as far as the colors. When he comes out, you have him in hand, because if there's the possibility that I could repaint him and make him look halfway decent in robot mode for $20, I think I'll chance it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I like the original more, to be honest. And if I could get my hands on one of the originals and just repaint it, I probably would, but that's you're talking, it's going to cost as much as the masterpiece, and I might as well wait for this other guy to design one that's show accurate and do no work to it. But so anyways, that came out, and I was just kind of in disbelief and not really knowing what to think initially. I want to like it, but I can't. And they've done so well with Kingdom so far.
Yeah.
Other than, in all honesty, Cheetor.
Yeah,
it's Cheetor, right? Like, granted, he's better than any of the other ones besides the original and the masterpiece, but I've seen, like, there's a customizer on Twitter that I follow that he essentially added some of the padding that's missing, made a new head sculpt for the beast mode, and did a few other things, and it looks like perfection. But you're talking, it's expensive. So I'm waiting to see what Hasbro, hopefully, I'm hoping with their Pulse Fan Fest that they reveal more of the upcoming Transformers stuff, because I know they've got a lot of lines going on.
I know that they're going to be doing Transformers stuff because they said in the post, and they said, like, I even saw both the Transformers page and the Power Rangers page on Facebook say, oh, post your questions here and they could be answered on, you know, during the thing. So Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest is going to give us a lot of answers, I think. And I think we need to hold off on some of these leaked reveals that aren't like Goldbug. I clicked on the link for Goldbug and I'm like, there's no image on Amazon Australia. And I'm that's stupid. There's no images,
but the numbers that their UPC codes are out, and that's kind of what I'm gauging it off of. I'm not the pricing is Australian, so that means little to us here. And obviously there's no photos, but they've got a screenshot of some of the system pricing, and I'm excited to see that we're going to get Voyager Rhinox coming soon. I'm excited to see that we're going to get Scorponok, even though I'm not excited about him, the Ark, and then of course I'm curious about Waspinator because I have the Thrilling 30, and it's kind of hard to beat Thrilling 30.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I have the Thrilling 30. They're going to have a Golden Deluxe Terrorsaur, which I think it's just a special box pack where they're going to bundle them with a bunch of their crap to charge more.
Okay.
They're going to have Tigatron,
yep.
Which I'm really excited for Tigatron and Rhinox. I'm hoping Rhinox is better than his Thrilling 30, just so that I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Right, right.
But if he's worse, I'm going to be crying because I'm going to be like, I want the Thrilling 30. This one blows. Tigatron, they can't do any wrong because he's going to be a Voyager, and yeah. They reverse engineered the masterpiece of Dinobot to create the Kingdom Dinobot.
Oh, cool.
So if they're doing that with Tigatron, I have complete confidence. Although the customizer that I mentioned earlier, he did some mods to Dinobot, like the spinning tail and the made his beast mode claw hands actually move instead of being like he's, I don't know, like dainty hand scenario.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, so anyways, I'm excited to see what they do with those. I really am. Then there's a couple of other things like Galvatron Unicron, which I'm not sure what that is. And then there's like some Project Bat and Project Park, which they're saying that they tie in with Jurassic Park and Batman. So between the two, but it's hard to say. But Studio Series 86, we're getting a Retgar. We're getting a King Starscream, which I'm going to have to get King Starscream. Just because. And they're coming out with the Sweeps, which is going to annoy anybody that bought a ton of Scourge just so that they could say it. They got an army of Sweeps. So, but yeah, I mean, these are obviously like deep rumors of stuff that's shown up in systems on Amazon.
Yeah, and I
so like
unless I, it's something it's, like
these toys are going to come to fruition, it's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
So I'm either way, I'm excited for what the rest of the year has to show. I'm really looking forward to these new Transformer toys. Plus, I'm looking forward to ending my collection.
Before your wife kills you.
The murder will happen. It's a matter of when. But yeah. So anyways, I'm looking forward to finishing off at least the season one Beast Wars characters. I've kind of decided that unless I really love another mode that they have, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I marvel at what they're doing. No pun intended. I think it's great. Yes, some improvements could be made on Scorponok and things like that, but they knocked, from what I've seen out of those out of the official images for the Ark and Galvatron, those are what 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 86, 87 me wanted as a kid. And now all we need, they gave us the Ark. They gotta give us the Nemesis. We need a Nemesis counterpart so we can reenact that scene of the Nemesis attaching and then spiraling out of control. I almost called it the Dark Side. Whoops.
Well, that's just dandy.
Steve.
I would love to have an Axelon and a Dark Side.
Yeah, that would
be
cool.
I think if it were those two, I don't know if I could stay away. I honestly don't. I think I would have to get them. to put on the top of, well, I have a Starship shelf on top of my desk with various Enterprises. Yes, they're miniatures, they're small,
but so still
ultimately doesn't mean much. I mean, they're tiny, but if I had the Dark Side and the Axelon up there, could you imagine the posability of the collection of having the Maximals on one side and the Predacons on the other and then their ship behind them? It would be so epic.
Yeah, it would. Absolutely. Man.
Transformers. I wish would just do play sets, like, of the ship.
Like, yeah, that would be...
They could make a killing if they made a stasis pod.
Yeah.
Or the restoration chamber, or the bridge of the Axelon.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're making transformable versions of, you know, and creating characters out of where, I mean, I get it. They're taking homage from the comic and that's great. But I mean, the Ark never transformed. That's okay. It's a ship. It's not a transformer. But for them, I guess, to actually, you know, feel like it needs to be marketable as an action figure, it has to transform because, hello, the brand is Transformers. I wish play sets would come back. I don't know why they aren't, but, you know.
I think it's because they're costly, but the thing is plastic and toys in general have gone up massively in price over the years. So, honestly, like, I feel like if people are going to buy it, they're going to buy it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's going to make that big of a difference if it's a play set or if it's a Transformer. I think, like, I mean, for crying out loud, they gave us the fossilizers. They're a freaking gimmick. They're not even they're a cheap Transformer at best. And then you've got, you know, between the fossilizers, you've got, you know, Mini-Cons, and then you've got, you know, they're selling a Prime that's a Walmart exclusive that all he is. He's literally Prime. And then he comes with two Mini-Con basically bots that transform into weapons.
Oh wow.
That's it. And then they charge the same amount as the Earthrise Optimus Prime almost.
Oh wow. That's nuts. All right, folks. Coming up in a few weeks, I believe it's April 28th is when that's gonna be out. The next episode of the podcast will be out. It's going to be myself and Steve, obviously, talking about Transformers Beast Wars number 3 from IDW Publishing.
Yay!
Yay!
I love Beast Wars.
Yes, we know.
Yes, I know.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, please check out the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. Again, as of this recording, you have 1 week to submit your lists. The 15th of April is our soft deadline. The 20th of April is our hard deadline. After the 20th of April, we are not accepting any more lists. So please get those into us as soon as possible. You can send them to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Top 100 Transformers characters from us here at the Geekcast Radio Network, a 6-part Transformers, All Things Transformers episode, series, podcast, whatever you're going to call it. And yeah.
It's going to be epic.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And then people are going to be so mad. Why is my character not there? Because so-and-so voted him too high and voted him too low and didn't put him on the list.
Here's the thing, really quickly before we close this out, how Steve and I went and made our lists. For me personally, how I made my list, the bottom 10 or so, 90 to 100, easy, all characters that I think deserve to be on the list, but they're all characters that I probably don't like, most likely. I actually have a joke in there, but I only put one Bayverse character in there. Number, I believe, because I'm not looking at it off the top of my head, but I think at number 96 I put Devastator's balls, and I put in parentheses to Optimus Solo. I said, if you won't take that, brawl from Bayverse. And then I went and I made like my top 25, top 30, and those are all of my favorite characters. So from, let's say, 31 to 89, I was like, I'll throw this one in here, I'll throw that one in here, I'll put that one there, put that one there. I don't care what, like, the middle section for me, I didn't really care. I just wanted to make sure the bottom and the top were taken care of. What about you, sir? How did you go about making your list? Don't tell us what's on your list, obviously, but, you know.
Well, for one, I ranked them by if I was familiar with them.
Okay.
Because, obviously, I'm not going to rank somebody that I have no idea who they are.
Right.
So I did that. There was also the aspect of wanting to do the due diligence and give them, you know, their time of day, even if I hate the character, or if they're not my favorite character, or if I think they've been done too much.
Right.
So I kind of broke it down and put them in there. I did, of course, rank characters from G1, which takes up quite a bit. Now, I didn't do it like specific to comic. I just did G1 because of
right.
That's my exposure to them. I did Beast Wars. I did Prime Wars. I did War for Cybertron. Did Beast Wars, Beast Machines. And some from Prime. And yeah, I didn't do any Movieverse.
To be honest, actively trying not to.
They're such poor renditions. I couldn't do them.
Yeah, I was actively trying not to, but I just figured, hey, number 96, it's a joke.
There's so many good ones from all the different universes.
Absolutely, and I know you're not that familiar with the comics, but because I have spent the last almost 8 years, I mean, episode 11 of The Pull Bag was the very first episode that we did IDW Transformers Comics with More Than Meets the Eye Volume 1. And because, you know, so let's just say 8 years, I've been reading the Transformers comics for that IDW is currently doing or was currently doing, and I am familiar with those characters and all of that. And that's the cool thing about this the GCRN Top 100s is we are trying our best to get as many people from all fandoms, not just Transformers fandoms, but all fandoms to contribute to this, so that way we can say, hey, we have a multitude of people that collaborated with us to make this master list that we are going to reveal to you in this 6-part series. And we're not saying of all time, because we're not IGN. Hell, yeah, that's why we started the top one. Anyway.
Well, that so that we're not pigeonholing it into of all time, because it's not. Less than a year and your list is not.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we've always tried our best to collaborate with a bunch of people. We've had a bunch of people on the past top 100 countdowns. I mean, the top 100 countdowns, I mean, you know, we're going to be talking about this in the intro to the countdown later on this year, but we've done in 13 years of the network's history, 6 countdowns?
Something like that.
Yeah, 6 countdowns. So, you know, this will be 7, and then we're going to do another one later this year. Hopefully that'll be the 7th or 7th and 8th countdown.
Yeah, so we've got quite a bit planned.
Yes, we do. So take us out, Megatron, so we can hop on over to the pull bag.
So we can hop on over?
That's right.
Where are we going to hop on over to?
The pull bag, that's what I said. Take us out, Megatron. Oh,
yes. Transform and transcend. Yes. Welcome to my throne room, fugitives. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes. Yes. This is Megatron, and you found the All Things Transformers frequency here at the GeekCast Radio Network. Join Steve and Mike as they unleash the beast in you and talk all things Transformers on this 25 years of Beast Wars. Yes.